There are certainly many ways that the families can raise money when they are in need, locally, within their community, with their churches, as their schools, their neighborhoods, and so forth. But crowdfunding really opens a brand new opportunity for people that really wasn't available that many years ago, where they can utilize their social networks, where they can reach out, as I mentioned, to their friends and family around the world, and they can really enlist their help. So as we've seen in this unfortunate recent example with the two families from Zimbabwe, you can very quickly organize a global network of friends and family and even people that you don't know who can help your cause.
So, you know, how did you come out with this kind of app?
It was started by two students in the U.S. who were seeking to raise money for mission work around the globe. And at that point, crowdfunding was just beginning with platforms that people may have heard of, such as Kickstarter and Indiegogo. But those platforms charged a fee for raising funds. And these two students said, well, that's not acceptable. We want to be able to keep all the money that we raise. So they took it upon themselves to start YouCaring, to create a means that people could donate money for free. And they originally intended it only to be for their family and their friends to raise money for their mission work. But other people found out about it, and as often happens with the internet, word spread very quickly. And other people said, well, we have other causes and needs, whether it's medical expenses, funeral expenses, and so forth. Can you help us? And so since then, it has grown very quickly. And I think the reason for that is it demonstrates that there is a tremendous need all over the world for two things, I think. You know, people have needs, and they need oftentimes to raise funds from family and friends for very difficult situations.
And we see that YouCaring is actually linked to Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms. How effective is that when you're using most of those platforms?
It's not only helpful, but it's almost essential that the fundraising campaigns with crowdfunding, most of the successful campaigns succeed because the people effectively use their social networks. We see fundraising campaigns where people literally get donations from around the world as news of their story spreads on Facebook, on Twitter, on news media, and people find out about it this way, and it really can make crowdfunding an effective means to reach people around the world.